An obese monkey in Thailand named Godzilla has been sent to a special facility to lose weight. Official realized the monkey was overweight when a bunch of black guys kept hitting on it.
That's pretty racist, Colin. Las Vegas is opening a pop-up vaccine site in a strip club. And don't worry, the strippers say the vaccine is a lot like Michael Che. Very quick, and you can barely feel it go in.
Warner Brothers is producing a new movie in which Superman is black. And a black Superman actually makes a lot of sense when you remember that Superman was abandoned by his parents as a baby. Well, I knew you'd like that one, so here's another one. Warner Brothers is producing a new movie in which Superman is black. In this version, black Superman's kryptonite is an honest day's work.
Doubling down on black Superman. San Diego police are being investigated after video surfaced of them using excessive force on a homeless black man accused of urinating in public. But I say great work keeping our streets clean, boys. Yes, sir. Anything the police do is all right with old Mikey Che. I know I'm probably the only black man brave enough to say this on live TV. But blue lives matter even more.
Oh. That's really nice of you.
Okay. Whoa.
This week, construction began on a new hip-hop museum in the Bronx. And I know that we've had a lot of fun with me reading racist jokes that Michael writes for me. But because our country is already divided enough, I'd like to use my platform to say something that everyone of all races can agree on. Woody Allen is innocent. He did nothing wrong. And before I go, I just thought of another punchline for that black Superman star. Black Superman will be referred to as the Man of Steel, spelled S-T-E-A-L.